Asruya Bey, that they know to warn the husband not to live with his wife. In other words, somebody else won't even know that he's Asa. They'll think they're married, they're allowed to live together. But Talmud Chacham knows the halacha that a Saita, once your wife is even a Suffolk Saita, you're not allowed to live with her anymore. And Adarabba, if you do live with her on the way, then the Meha Marim can't test anymore. You have to be Menukim in the oven. Therefore, the Talmud Chacham has to warn the husband, be careful. Your purpose now to go to Yerushalayim is to check out your wife, let her drink the water. If you're going to live with her now, the water won't check her out. So that's why you're doctoring the Talmud Chacham. But maybe Asis to Yichud, maybe anybody would be good. Well, it says, Amr Rav Yudah Marav, Loishonu El Abir. But I call upon him, that's the halacha though. That the Prutzim, if the men are poets, the men think about Arayis, which not today, it's very common, therefore there still would be an Issa Yichud. Even a lady with 10 men in the office, there'll still be an Issa Yichud. Amr Rav Yudah Marav, Loishonu El Abir. This is only talking about in the city itself. Says Rashi, Diyome Isha Masyachadisim Shnei Anoshim. When do we say that one lady is allowed to have Yichud with two men? When they're ksherim, that's only in the city. Alva b'derech, if they're on the road, as some people say at night time, achi yushloisha, then she has to be with three men. Why? We're afraid shemid starach echem mihem lahashkin. Maybe one of the men will have to go to the base of kisei. V'nim tzech ed misyach ed emerva, and then will only be one man with the lady. So therefore, on the derech, there we have to have three men. It's not enough one isha with two men. You have to have, she has to be with three men. Rosh says, now name a messiah. Let me bring your proof to this. Name of Messiah, it says again, when the husband takes up his wife the Saita, to Yerushalayim, so it says, Moitzrim Loi Shnei Tamin Chachamim. We sent along two Tamin Chachamim on the road to be with them. Why? Shema Yovi Aleh Baderech. That we're afraid maybe the man will live with his wife, that she's a Saita, and he's also to her. So it says, Trey, we send up two Tamin Chachamim, V'yiyu, and the husband himself, Hotlosa. So you see, you need three men? So it's a proof to say that the Yichud and the roads, there you need three men. Tzmor says, no. Hosam ki echad in a heavy alay sadi. Maybe there the pshat is that we're afraid maybe the man will live with his wife and we want to have edim to it. So that when he goes up to the kohen to make his wife into a saito, that he wants her to drink the mayamorim, the kohen won't let her drink the mayamorim. But that's the loch. If the husband lives with his wife, b'yisa, after she became a saito, then the mayamorim do not test. So therefore we want two edim to be there, like to be edis. It could be there's no proof that you need three b'derech. But that's halacha. B'derech, you need three. Rav Yehuda, Hevi Ka'azli B'yucha. Rav and Yehuda were both walking on the road. Hevi Ka'azla, he Issa Sakamayu. There was a lady walking in front of them. So, Omale Rav Yehuda. Rav said to Rav Yehuda, Dal Karecha, let's pick up our feet. In other words, let's move fast. Mak Megenim in front of Gehenim. In other words, we should not walk in back of a lady. It's not nice. So Rashi says, it means, Ma'al aleches shenekamenu. Let's go fast and beat her on the road. Get in front of her. So that we shouldn't be in front of Gehenna means we shouldn't think about it. Chas v'shalom to go to Gehenna because of that. Omalei, we said back to him, Aiva marhu diyama, you yourself said, b'ksherim shapadami, that one lady is allowed to have yichu with two men if they're ksherim. So you see, if two men are ksherim, so then there's no chash of yichud. So Chori meant to say, like, me and you are two men that are ksherim, so what are you afraid about? I'll protect you, you protect me, so what's wrong with walking in the back of the lady? Omalei said back to Mishino, Mi Yema, who told you, Tivik Sherim Kagana No Viat? Who said that I said men that are ksherim means like me and you? Maybe no, maybe even me and you are not called ksherim. We can't trust ourselves. This is Mamish, this is Rav and Rabbi Yehuda. Mamish, they're walking together. So this is what Rav Yehuda said back to Rav. So he said back to him, Elu Kagoyin Ma, so if we're not called Ksherim, who then is ye called Ksherim? He said, maybe Kagoyin, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi V'chaveruf. Maybe only somebody like him, that's called the real tzaddik. Well, maybe we were not. So Chur, from this Gemara, so Shrek, from this Gemara, Mashra Mamish, Ksherim is only Mamish Agod Lador then, that's all. Anybody less than a God Lador is not called Cherim, that your wife can't be alone. Mamish, even with 100 people in the room, she can't be alone with anybody. But the Lach is not the word. The Lach is brought down. The Cherim means find people that don't have to do with Znus. That anybody that has to do with Znus, that even thinks about other ladies, and looks and talks and this and that, you have to be afraid that maybe they would also want to live. So therefore, there would be an Issa Yichud, even one lady with 10 men, if they're Prutzen. Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Malkin ala Yichud. So we could give Malkus mid Rabbanon for Yichud. If somebody did this issa, that a man and a lady were found to be alone together, b'yichud, even though we don't know they live together, still will give them malchus for the yichud. But we ain't oisum al yichud. We don't say that they're osa. But let's say she's an eishes ish. Let's say a married lady is found to be alone in a room with another man. So she the lochri is ain oisrim. We do not say now that this wife is osa to a husband. Because since we do not know for sure they live together, there's only yichud b'yalma. With yichud, you don't ask her an isha al baila. Rashi says, "Ve'en oisrim, eishes isha al baila machmas yichud." Just for the fact we saw them alone together, that's not enough proof to say that the wife had znus, and therefore she's still mutter to her husband. Omer Rav Asher, Rashi said, "Lo yamor." This was only said ela b'yichud penuya, only if it's by a penuya. So Rashi said that we even give malchus. If a penuya, let's say if there was nisa yichud involved, the penuya that was a nida, that she was found to be with another boy, so the penuya means she's not married, then we give them malchus. Avol b'yichud yeshes ish. If you find a married lady to be alone with another man, then we do not even give them malchus. Why not? Because we're afraid if we'll give them malchus, so then people will come and say, why are they getting malchus? Because they were alone together, must probably live together. And therefore, she becomes pregnant now, like people say, that the kids are mamzer. So in order not to say that the kids are mamzerim, the Rabbanan said it's not kedai to give malchus. Therefore, we will not give her any malchus. Mazutra still malki malchus. Mazutra, no, he held even an eishes ish, we could give a malchus if we found it to have yichud. But umachris will pronounce at the time when we're giving her malchus to say yishno. Everybody should know the reason why we're giving a malchus is not because we're afraid that she really lived. She's not also to her husband. The kids are not mamzerim. We're only giving a malchus because of the Yisra Yichud. See, holds that alone is enough. Omalei Rav Nachman miparhatiyo. The Rav Ashi, he said back no. That Mar nami loki v'lichus, why don't you also do like this? Why do you say not to give malchus? Why don't you also do like this, Svara? Go and give malchus. But just proclaim, tell everybody that she does it. She didn't do the Aveira, that we shouldn't come to think the kids are mamzerim. Omalei said back, no, that's not good enough. Because Ika deshama b'ho b'lo shama b'ho. There are still some people, the rumors will still go around, some people will only hear that she received malchus because of the yichud, and they won't hear that people are saying she didn't have this nus. So we still have to be afraid that maybe the kids will be called mamzerim, so in order that the kids should not be called mamzerim, we do not give this lady malchus. Omar Rav says, Malkin aloi toiv hashmuya. If you have somebody has a bad name, for that he deserves to get malchus. Rashi says, Misha yoitzi kurlalov shuayv raveris. Somebody, a rumor went around about him that he does a lot of averis. Is Malkin oisoi? We have a right to give him malchus. To loi toiv hashmua lavu. Because that's a lav that you have a bad name about you. The Siv, it says, Bavnei Eli, al bini, it says, al bonai, to lav yeshkan, a lav. Like if you did things that caused people to talk about you, that you do averis, that's like you're over alive, you deserve to get malchus for that. Shenem the Pasuk says, Al bonai ki loitoy vashmua. Like don't do this my sons because I heard bad news about you. That's what Eli told his son, his children. So as if to say they did averis, the fact it's an avera what they did, that they caused the rumor of bad to go about them. Mazutra moisivlo avsira kasvei. Mazutra put a strap around their shoulders. Omakrile, when he gave them the malchus, he said this posik of Al Bonai, he said over this posik. As if to say that's the reason why they're getting malchus, because they're over this lab of having a bad name said about you. Omar Rabba says, Baila Beir and Choshishim Mishum Yichud. That if a husband is in the city, then the wife, she could be with another man. We're not afraid that the man will live with her. Because they're always afraid, maybe the husband will come home. So Rashi says, "By lebiir and choshen lo mishum yichud." So Rashi learns, "La halkos the mistafim mi by lo ashli osi." The Rashi's mashma that not that it's mutter to do it, only that we won't give her malchus because she's always afraid that maybe the husband will come home. So therefore, if the husband is in the city and she's at home, there's no issa yichud. But the chura this svar would only be if she's at home, that the husband knows where she is, or else she's someplace that the husband knows where she is. For if she goes to somebody else's house that the husband doesn't know where she is, then you won't have this svara. Because she's not going to be afraid maybe the husband will come home, because the husband doesn't know where she is anyway. So only if she's at work where the husband knows she is,
or she's at home, and the husband could come home any time, then we say there's no issur yichud. Omer Rabbi Yosef says, Pesach pasuch l'shus rabim, ein chashishim mishum yichud. There's another heter, there's one of the biggest heterim they use today, that if the door is open to Rishus Rabbim, then also there's no issur yichud. Since somebody could come inside the room, therefore there's no issur yichud. Since it's a big heter, at least by daytime people are saying mechon, which also the shaila, if you have to leave the front door open, which Dr. Kirega thinks says like that, it's not enough just the front door to be unlocked, but the front door mamash has to be opened. However, the minig elam says they're even makel, even though the door is closed, as long as it's not locked. If you have a door that's, even though it's closed, the front door, but if it's unlocked, that people could come in, that's also ksas kulu of this Gemara to say that the mokim is opening, that people could come into the house, is in chashim mishum yichud. Then there's no issur yichud. It's magayam of your home with the shiksa, you have a maid in the house, you have to be careful that the door should not be locked. Because if you're home alone and they're in the house, there's a shail of yichud. So one answer is always to make sure the front door is unlocked. This is only good by daytime. At nighttime, this wouldn't be good. Rav Devoy ikloyi levei Rav Yosef. Rav Devoy went to visit Rav Yosef, boss of the Korach Rifta, after they ate together their meal. Omalu, he said like this, shkule daga mitisoi. They took away the ladder from mitisoi baby, underneath baby. There was a left baby, he was upstairs, and Rav Yosef and his wife were downstairs. The kids, the left were baby alone upstairs, they took away the ladder. So there shouldn't be an issur yichud. So the beivah cannot be miyuchud like with his wife. For the Gemara, Rabba said, "By the beer and chashishim mishum yichud." So what's the problem over here? Rabbi Yosef was home. So Rabbi Yosef was home with his wife. So what do we have to like take away the ladder that the beivah left him upstairs without ladder? He can't come downstairs anymore. What's the purpose? Even if he could come downstairs, but since Rabbi Yosef, the husband, is home, there should not be an issur yichud. So Gemara says here it's different. Shani Rav Beivoy to Shushvenise Havoy. He was like at the Shasta Chasm when the Yosef got married. He was his best friend there. He was a good friend of the Chosen. The guy said he's got very close to them. So kids, a man that's close to somebody else's wife, there's no Heti Yichud then. Even if the husband is home, still it's no good. Like if you have someone that's very close to the family, so then even though the husbands are home, still there would be an Issa Yichud. Therefore, Rav Beivoy, they didn't leave him alone, because since he was close with them, they were still afraid of an issur yichud. Omer Rav Kana, Kana says like this, Anoshim mibachutz, if you have men in the outside room, v'noshim mibefnim, and the ladies are in the inside room, is ein chashim mishum yichud. We don't have to be afraid of the issur yichud, because when ladies go out, there are a lot of men there. For men to go inside, we're not afraid. A man will go inside, like his friends would see what he's doing. Says no, it's a yichud. What about the opposite way? Anoshim mibefnim. If the men are inside, v'noshim mibachutz, and ladies are outside, chashim mishum yichud. Then we have to be afraid of yichud, because the men on the inside have to walk outside. So it's normal to walk outside. When they walk outside, we're afraid they'll be miyachud with the ladies. There's an issur yichud. But Masnisa Torah and the Braisi, we learned ifcha just the opposite, way. Therefore, Omer Abaye said, Hashda now, the Omer Rav Kana Hocha, V'tana Masnis Nipcha, like we learned Svaras both ways. Whether the men are inside or the ladies are outside, both ways they are Svaras, there should be an Issur Yichud, that even when the ladies are inside, still we're afraid maybe a man will to go inside. If so, Ano Nevo Lechumra, we have to be Machmed then. And both ways there is this Issur Yichud. Now, and both ways you have an issur yichud. Therefore, they can't be alone. They can't be alone. You can't have one man with two ladies inside, or two the opposite way around. Abaya daya gufa. Abaya made a mechitza of barrels. So Rashi said, where did he make this mechitza? Rashi says, gufe mokem kavutzas anoshim v'noshim. There was a gathering of men and ladies. Oyla drosha, Rashi says, either they was giving a drosha, interesting, even by a drosha. The Rav was given a drosha. Oyla chupa, else was by a chasana. Hoye masade kankanim shacheres harbe b'nayim. He made a mechitza between the men and the ladies. Shim yavoyu zeitzel zeh, that if they do get close to one another, yekashko, they'll have to bang the barrels there. The Ishmael, people will hear. So kids, he made a mechitza of barrels there, that the men should not go to the ladies, in the opposite way. Rava Dayakona. Rava made a mechitza from kanim, from reeds
Also, Rashi says, whoever goes over the reeds will hear the voice. Omar Avin said, Sakfa Deshosa, when's the worst time like for Hergel Aveira? Rashi says, Riyuish Yemaisashin, when's the worst time of the year for Yichud? Uli Aveira, that's Yemaisa Regal. That's by Yem Toivim, Rashi says. The Gemara says, it means Sikfa Deshosa Rigla. By Yem Toivim. And Rashi says, Sheyesh Kavutzas Anoshim Anoshim, that the men and ladies come together then, Lishmaya Drosha, to hear the Drosha. V'noistim Zem Zem, they come to talk to one another. So that's also bad. Even Meshasta Drosha, you have to have a Mechitza, they have to be sitting separately, the men from the ladies. There shouldn't be an Issa Yichud like. It's not a real Issa Yichud here, but the Drosha shouldn't be together. This is a real type of Yisoid of a Mechitza. Yeah. By Tahanich Shviyusa, there were two ladies that were captured, the Yasu and Adoy. They redeemed them, and they came back to Nadoi. Asikna levei Rav Amram Chasida. So they brought them to stay by the house of Rav Amram Chasida. Ashkulei darge mekemayu. So Rav Amram let them sleep upstairs, but there shouldn't be an Issa Yichud. He took away the ladder from downstairs. He shouldn't be able to go upstairs to them. Pahadi de kol chofa. When they're walking upstairs, Chod Minai, one of them, Nofon Nuhura Biafumya, that a light went on there. They were in the upstairs attic, but there was a skylight there. And if there's a light in the upstairs room, even from downstairs, you could see upstairs. So now that there was a light upstairs, is Rav Amram saw how nice they were. So Rav Amram saw them. Tichapta to be with them. All right, turn over. So Rav Amram saw how nice they were. So Rav Amram, so Shakle Rav Amram Ladarga. Rav Amram went to get that ladder. To Lehevi Yochlem Be'asor Lemedlayu. That 10 people couldn't even pick up the ladder. And now Delayu Lechudi picked it up by himself. In other words, the Eitzorah got a hold of him. He had a taiva to be with those two girls. So if he picked up the ladder, Solik Vyoz was about to climb upstairs. Kimoto Lepal Gadarga, when he got to halfway up, He caught himself. He saw what he's doing. He's going after the dude's nus now. As if Shach, he caught himself, and Rama Curly gave a scream. Nura Bayamra, there's a fire in Rav Amram's house. That's when he gave a scream out. So Asa Rabbanan, the Rabbanan came charging in. Omrulay, the Rabbanan saw what's doing. They said, Bechura Kisavtinu, that we embarrassed you. Like, we see what you're doing here, there's no fire. You meant to say there's a fire of a type of nus here, and we caught you red-handed. So Lechura, we embarrass you. Omulu, Rav Amram said back, no, this is Chasidus. Omulu, he said, Mutav tichtafu bi'amram bi'almadein, I'm better off to be embarrassed on this world, v'loi tichtafu minei li'almadiyosin. And I should not be embarrassed in Elam Habo, so it's kedai for me to be embarrassed to get my punishment on this world. Ashvuya, he made like a shvuya, like he did nefek minei, to throw out the Yetzara. In other words, the Yetzara got a hold of him. Now he said something to get him out of him. Rashi, Rav Amram liyetzor rash yotu menu. He swore he got the yetzor out of him. So Mar says, Nofag minei ki amudu denura. It came out of him like a pillow of fire. That's the way the yetzor was. Omala, he said, Chazi di isnura. He says, listen, you're fire. V'yano bisra amit. I'm stronger than you. Like I was in Zgabri, I stopped you. Reb Meir used to always argue and tell people, Avi Averis, stop doing Averis. He used to give them a lot of Musa like. Rashi said, he used to tell them, I don't know what you're doing Averis for. It's easy to win over the Yetzirah. So Yetzirah said, I'll show you, Reb Meir. So Yoimachad, one day, Itmele Sotah Gisah. The Sotah, the Yetzirah, appeared to him like a lady. Bach Gisa Din Har on the other side of the river. By heavy marvel, there was no ferry to go over. Nokat Mitzri took a string, Reb Meir, like he chapped the taiva to live with her. For Ka'ova is about to go over the river just by walking over a string. Kimot the Palga Mitzri came halfway over. Shafka, the Yetzara, left him. Like the taiva went away from him. Omri said to Reb Meir like this. Ilav the Komachas Berkia, if not because they're pronouncing in Shemayim, his hero Reb Meir was a Rosli, watch out for me. In his Torah, Shavisa Lidmachak Tarti Meir, I would say all your worth is just 2 cents, that's all. Kid says, Yetzara Chab told Reb Meir also. Okay, but he went over, he stopped, he didn't do the Avera. We have the Akiva also, Mislaisis Biav Yavera. Akiva also used to like tell Ovi Avera, what are you doing Averas for? It's easy to win over the Yetzara. So Yoimachod, the one day, Yidmalay Sotin Kitz also.
The Satan appeared to him like a lady. Bereish Dikla on the top of a palm tree. Nachtela Dikla Okasolik. So he ran up the palm tree. The Yosel to get to her. Kemotla Paga Dikla, he reached up halfway up the palm tree. Shafke, then he went over his Yetzara, stopped. Omri said also the Yetzara. Ilav the Machas Bekiya, Zero Rabbi Kiba, Sarosa, they didn't tell me in Shemayim. Leave Rabbi Kiba alone with his Torah. Shavisa the Mechatati Meyerosa, I'll make you look like 2 cents. Kitzayt, when the Yetzara chaps you, you have to be careful. Plimi also have a Rogul Meimah called Yoima Gira Bien of the Sultan. He used to say, I could fight you, Yetzara, I'm not afraid of you. Like I'm stronger than you. That's what he used to say. So Yetzara said, okay, let's see. Yoimachad, one day, Mal Yom the Kippur was Arab Yom Kippur heavy. Idmile Kaniya. The Yetzara appeared to him like a poor man. Also, Karababi knocked at the door. Afagla Rifta, so Dimig Plimi brought him out some food. Omelet, the Yetzara, the Oni said, Yomek Idna Kuliyama Gavoyga, no, I'm right. Everybody tell you sitting inside eating your soot, the Erev Yom Kippur. I should be outside, okay? Eili brought him in. Krivela Rifti brought him some bread. Omelet, Yomek Idna Kuliyama It Ataka. If I know, look, everybody's eating together, I should be separately. As you was, he brought him into the main table. Oisvei Ataki brought him onto the main table. Have a Yosef Molinavsha Shichna. He had all his hands was full of blisters. Vekivulei, he was scratching himself there. Vekovedei Milo Demias, he was doing all types of Mias things. He was gargling there, spitting there, blowing his nose. He was doing all types of Mias things. Omalei, so Plimi told him,